Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. Coming up in this week's first hour of the show, Eric G. gives you his top 10 tips for adding a little luxury to your home without that luxury price. Things are expensive out there, so here are his tips to add some feels without the huge price.
And the hardest part sometime will be finding something that you're trying to match. Now, hotels can be interesting. Many companies will use more inexpensive stuff because they have to do such massive scale on it. So you might find something at Floor and Decor that's...
So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This hour is brought to you by my friends at Monument Grills. Check them out at monumentgrills.com if you're looking for that next great barbecue, something that's going to last you nearly a decade. I tell you what, these things are built amazing with a killer warranty. And they've got small ones, they've got big ones, depending on what you need for your next backyard barbecue. Check them out at monumentgrills.com. Today, I thought, let's dive into some things we can do out there to maybe luxury our home up a little bit, but not spend a ton of money. It's easy to go spend money on stuff. And dang, are things expensive out there. When I go looking at drywall and it's almost $20 a sheet, when I'm out looking at what building material costs are right now, it's crazy. And hopefully these prices will go down on stuff. That's my hope. That's my thought. I'm wishing for that. We'll see what happens. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July weekend, Independence Day last weekend. I had some time off, and thanks for putting up with the best of show, guys. It was something that was different, and I wanted to throw something out there for you guys to get a little education going into summertime. I just took some much needed time off. I've been trying to get this house ready, and I went out to the beach house, the one that my brother and I have been working on for, the last nearly couple years. It was nice to stay in it, enjoy it, and I'll tell you this before we dive into the list. I pulled the funniest prank with my little nephew on him. Little, he's 18 and taller than I am. Nothing little about this kid. But my brother was installing a new sink in the second bathroom. And we had a little one in there just to make sure that we could pass building code because it was that house needed a second bathroom. And we remodeled it so we had that second bathroom, which was great. But hear me out. He was installing a new pedestal type sink, so it had to get screwed into the studs. So when he went to go get some tools, we took one of those JBL little speakers and tossed it in the shower where he couldn't see it. So we did that. Then when he went in and started putting the leg screw in to hold it into the stud, I'm the mean older brother. I played the YouTube video of a broken pipe and he comes out, "Where's that coming from?" We were laughing and had him rolled up. I know. Mean trick, but that's what families are, right? It was pretty funny. He was freaking out. I wish I would have got that on film. That would have been funny. But then I would have had to extend that out and play it for everybody else. So we just had a great time with it. And it was just a good time to be at the beach out in Cannon Beach, Oregon, just spending time out there. Had a great time at the hardware store. And the hardware store, I tell you what, this is a fun place if you haven't heard of it. If you ever get out to Cannon Beach, Oregon, take a look at it. It is known as the Brew and Screw. Yes, they are a hardware store and a bar restaurant. So you can go in there, get yourself the best pastrami sandwich that they've made. Yeah, they cook their own pastrami. And you can get a great sandwich, something to drink, pick up your hardware stuff. Now, the problem is if you go in looking for a screwdriver, it might be not just a tool, but they closed down on the 4th and had a big band out there in the parking lot, had a great party. It was a great time with those guys. So hats off and a great time with my friends over at the hardware store in Cannon Beach. Today, I thought, okay, here's some things that we can do around the house to give us those upgrades to make things a little bit better. And sometimes they're inside, sometimes they're outside. And those inside days might be when it's too hot or stormy outside and you want to do something inside. Now, one of the best ones and one of the easiest ones in many cases is upgrading those lighting fixtures. What can you do to get those dialed in? So many homes that are built out there throw in the builder grade lighting fixtures or the $20 fixture. They don't put out a lot of light. They don't look great. So you can really add something modern or stylish, whatever you're trying to do, trying to get more light into that room. You can really install some LEDs. There's some great things you can do with that space. Now, if you want to go vintage, you can. The one thing that I say about vintage light fixtures, though, is I strongly recommend them. You can come down to your local place that can rebuild those and get them UL listed again. So they'll put in the new sockets. They'll get it all dialed in like a brand new light. We've got a place here. If you have to mail one off, check out here in Portland, Oregon, in my area. They do stuff where you ship it in. They'll rebuild it, test it, put the UL stamp on it, ship it back out. Hippo Hardware. Yeah, I like the animal. Hippo Hardware. Those guys have a great service in there. And if you have one light, many times they can create another one for you to match. So you got a lot of cool options there with that. So a lot of great things you can do with light fixtures. Be careful with the ones that you see on Amazon or any of those other ones out there. Those can be a big problem because what happens is sometimes people put UL stickers on these things that aren't UL listed when they're coming in from overseas. So be careful. Get something quality. If you're upgrading those 6-inch can lights, you can take out the old stuff up there and put in the new LED stuff. Spend a little bit more money and make sure that you've got something that's going to be compatible with your dimmers. That's a big one when it comes to LED lights, making sure that they're going to work right with the dimmers. And a lot of times when your dimmer switch doesn't have that white neutral wire, that can be an issue with some of the lights. So make sure that's going to be compatible. If you're using like a Lutron Casita, jump online and see if that light fixture you're going to buy or the bulbs you're going to buy are compatible with that. That way you don't have a reduced amount of, basically a reduced amount of dimming where it lowers the lumens or something that's going to flicker or not work at all. So that's a big one. Now, the next one here, I think, is really smart. And this can really do some nice stuff for you. And that's adding crown molding or trim accents. Whether it's crown molding or a decorative modern pattern on the wall, you've seen people come in there and do a herringbone pattern and paint it all the same color or two-tone. There's a lot of things you can do with that that looks really awesome. If you're going to be doing it, one little trick that I like to do when I'm doing moldings like that is I like to pre-paint it once. Get one good coat on all the sides of it, then put it up. You're halfway done painting at that point, and then you can just go through and touch it up if you pre-paint it. Yeah, it takes a little more work, and yeah, you're not going to get after it as quick, but you're not doing all the painting, or you can do a final coat on it. It'll look like $1 million. So take a look. You know, you can buy the pre-painted trim. Not my favorite. It never really looks right. They do have the painted caulking and stuff that it's made to match, but expensive. I would just take a look and put up the finger-jointed wood or just the regular stuff. I'm not the biggest MDF fan on it, only because it just doesn't hold up as well, especially if there's moisture around. If you're on a budget, it can work really well. But tell you what, have a vacuum saw on your miter saw because that dust goes everywhere. And that can be its own cleanup mess. Now, the next one here is an easy one. It's getting rid of that 2000s or 1990s Starbucks colors and making it look a little more updated with some fresh colors and some fresh high-quality paint. So right now, colors have changed. We got really big, bold colors out there. But one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they're painting is picking the wrong sheen. And when we come back, I want to talk about that, making sure you're using the right paint for the right room. And I tell you what, the major builder that built my girlfriend's place, they made this mistake. And it's something you got to be careful with. We'll talk about that just as soon as Around the House returns. And if you want to find out more information about us, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. And we got some new stuff coming up. We're going to be changing some stuff around a little bit. I'm looking forward to this as well. We got a lot of great things coming up. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Time to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
If this is the first time catching the Around the House show, you can find us at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Around the House will be right back with more luxury tips for your home. Should I be allowed to be so hot?
So many people with... Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. If you want flavor, ignite the summer, master the heat. Inspired by Southern grilling traditions, Monument Grills brings backyard barbecue to a whole new level with the powerful E605. It preheats to 500 degrees in just 3 minutes. Five burner infrared power up to 89,000 BTUs. Dual fuel ready, Bluetooth smart controls, and eco-friendly LED touch panel. Solid stainless build, legendary performance, unforgettable flavor. Grill like a pro? Visit monumentgrills.com. That's monumentgrills.com, because this summer, you're not just grilling, you're mastering the heat.
Hey, it's producer Jim here, and Eric G has no idea I'm doing this. When you sign up for the Around the House Insider, you're not just getting early access to the weekend show, exclusive extended episodes, the full back catalog, and a direct line to Eric himself. I'm throwing in two Around the House stickers on me just for signing up. But don't wait. This is only while supplies last. It's just $4 a month. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com or click the link in the show notes. Shush. Don't tell Eric.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This hour is brought to you by my friends at Monument Grills. Check them out at monumentgrills.com. If you're looking for that heavy-duty barbecue on a budget, they'll get you all those great features without that great feature price. Yeah, it's one of those great deals out there. Check them out at monumentgrills.com. We've been talking about 10 tricks of mine, or 10 great little projects to upgrade your home. Give it a little feel of luxury without having to pay that luxury price on it. And that can add up pretty quick. So it's something you got to be really careful with. So here's the thing. We're just talking about lighting fixtures and adding moldings and things like that. But we were talking about refreshing with high quality paint. Now, here's the thing. Paint quality matters. You get what you pay for. There are a lot of okay brands out there, and there's a lot of great brands out there. And there's a lot of brands out there that have cheap paint and nice paint. The problem, and if you've heard me talk about this before, you're going to roll your eyes. I get it, guys. But cheap paint costs you the most money. If you save $10 a gallon buying cheap paint, you got to buy twice as much amount of paint. You got to do twice the amount of work. You've lost a lot of money. So buy the best paint you can afford. Now, here's one of the issues that I see out there, and this was a funky one. I didn't even figure this out until I was doing a project over the weekend. My lovely girlfriend ended up overloading her house that she has in the closet. Girl's got to have her clothes, and I love that about her. But here's what happened. They didn't install the shelving system really well. Now, here's the problem. This was a Rubbermaid set. Nothing wrong with Rubbermaid, like the company. But when they build their builder-grade wire shelving closet sets, most of those brackets are designed to go into the drywall. If you overload it, which people do, shoves through the drywall creates some issues. And when I was in there kind of rebuilding that, and what I did is, because we had holes in the wall right there and it was pushing through with this system, the easy fix is to take a 1x5 and put it across there and mount this to that so it spans across the studs. You don't have to worry about that. Because here's the problem we have with the latest new drywall. That's the light drywall. It doesn't have the same strength as the other drywall. There's a lot of air in it, so it's softer. So you put too many sweaters or whatever on there, guess what? It's going to push through. This happens. So it's a flaw in that system. So I ended up fixing that. Ended up turning out really nice. All those kind of things. But I noticed that in the closet, they ran out of paint. So what did they do? They used the semi-gloss trim paint in the closet, but they had used matte in the bathroom. mat in the bathroom, unless you have one of the higher end washable mats or washable flats, depending on what sheen they call. There's a lot of different names of the sheens out there. But if you don't pick that, it's going to be hard to scrub. And those mats, the cheaper builder grade matte paints, if you scrub on them, they look glossy. They add a little bit of sheen to them because you're polishing it. So you want a scrubbable flat if you're going to go that way. And I like for bathrooms a little more eggshells. So that way, if you've got a humidity issue in there, if you've got kids taking long showers, forgetting to turn the fan on or whatever, you can get that right. And then on trim, you want something a little bit different sheen. Even though people are going matte, it does look good if it's all monochromatic. There's nothing wrong with that. But really picking the right sheen for the right room is key. So make sure you've got something in those bathrooms and kitchens that are cleanable. So that way you don't get it where the moisture kicks through it and all of a sudden you've got texture issues where things will be peeling off next to the bathroom fan. The rules. That's what happens. So be careful with that one. That's one of those things that getting the wrong sheen can make it so you have to do the project again. And make sure you take that into account. Get the better paint. So the next one here, number four, upgrading hardware. This can be an easy one or a harder one on hardware. Here's the thing. If you've got knobs, it's so easy to swap out a knob and put another one on there. Couple things to think about, though. There is a huge difference between a $3 knob and a $30 knob. Yeah, they can get expensive, but do you want it to be pop metal with a little thin layer on the top? Or do you want something that's going to have a PVA finish that's going to be made out of brass? Do you want to put it on and have it be there for 10 years? Or are you just trying to make something look good for you to sell your house, like a house flip? Hardware choices are huge, and you can start to get some decent stuff by starting to get into like the Top Knobs brand price range on up. If you're just going into the home center, grabbing the stuff off the shelf, most of that stuff is lower quality. You know, I do Baldwin at my house because yeah, it's more money, but it's 10 times the weight of the cheap one because it's solid brass. It's made to hold up and it's going to look and feel good. The higher quality finishes feel better. You can feel the quality. They don't feel like they're plastic. They don't feel like they're just poorly made. So think a little bit about the hardware choices. And mixed metals are huge. So you could have a brushed brass faucet with a black accent and put black handles on it, or vice versa. You can mix metals like that. But if you get beyond three, if you've got stainless steel appliances in the kitchen and black and matte black and brushed brass in there, third metal is going to get crazy. Or a fourth metal, technically, because of the stainless steel. So really, pay attention to what those colors are and how they're going to work together. And when in doubt, get that designer. Now, here's the other part, too. Handles can be tough. There are probably 10 or 15 different sets of handles of the distance between those holes. And you want to make sure you get the exact ones. So make sure you measure that out. Understand what the center line to center line on those holes are. So you can go find new ones. This can be an easy one. Now, if you're painting your kitchen, this is where it gets even easier. If you could sit there and make sure that you got all the handle holes filled, taken care of, looking gorgeous, then you can put them on wherever you want to, and you can change from a handle to a knob and not worry about that. Now, here's a trick. Now, this is another little thing you can do to gain a little bit more, little side note here. Little Eric nugget for you. Find a furniture repair person in your area. If you have a 10-year-old kitchen, you're like, man, I want this to look better. But I got scratches, I got stuff, I got wear. It's a kitchen. You use it, right? Have one of these furniture repair people come over. Spend that $200 to $800, depending on what they have to do. Have them go through. I have seen these people come up to a cherry door that had... or a maple door, actually. It was a maple door on this one. Maple door, the homeowner had screwed a hole right through in the wrong spot. They came in, airbrushed it, touched it up. We let it age a little bit first. Came in, touched it up, never saw it. Now, it's tough with brand new cabinets because if you do that with cherry or maple or some of these woods that change color in the first few years, you'll really see the difference because all those repairs will not change. But if you let that age out a little bit, or if you've got an older kitchen, it's perfect because it's going to look really good and it's going to be killer. So think about that as a little project. If you've got furniture or you got scratches on wood someplace, those furniture repair people are kick butt and they can do a lot of help in those kind of situations. So think about that. It could be really a cool deal. Now, the next one here, when we come back, is an important one. And if you go out and start looking around, you can spend a ton of money, but you can go into a few special places and find stuff that's going to make that house have a spa-like feel, or your condo or whatever, and make it look really good. Now, when we come back, we'll talk more about that. Another trick of the trade. Just as soon as Around the House returns, we'll be right back.
Eric G will be right back with more tips to add some luxury to your home without the luxury price.
Hey, Around the House fans. We've got some exciting news. Our website just got a major upgrade, thanks to the pros at SiteHypeDesigns.com. Now it's easier than ever to catch up on episodes, find expert home improvement tips, and connect with us. Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and check out the fresh new look, and make sure to follow us on all our social media channels. It's your ultimate home for everything around the house. Built for homeowners, designed for you. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House show. If I
could dream. Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good, they convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Welcome back to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me. If you want to find out more about us, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com for our website. You can find the YouTube where I'm going to be putting up some new videos. I got some new project stuff coming up. We're going to be having a lot of fun with some new stuff coming up shortly. Well, we've been talking about 10 tricks here to really help get your house feel a little more luxury without spending that luxury price. And here's another one that you can do. And this takes a little bit of research and a little bit of knowledge, and you might need to hire a designer to come help you with this. But really using luxe-looking textiles around your home. Maybe it's some velvet throw pillows, some really nice linen curtains, faux fur blankets. A lot of those things you can get inexpensively. Now, one of the problems you can run with the pillows and stuff like that is if you're getting it off your fast fashion site, sometimes those things can be jam-packed full of chemicals, formaldehydes, and things like that. So when you bring it in, use your air quality tester to make sure you don't have an issue, or buy some nicer ones. But I found some in my home that were just jam-packed full of chemicals, and it was an issue. So we made sure and got rid of those, but take a look at that. But whether it's wallpaper, whether it's even tile, there's a lot of different things you can do out there. Now, wallpaper can be amazing. It can be expensive, too. I looked at some wallpaper that I wanted so badly for my entryway. It's cost me $1,000. My entryway is not that big. Not going to happen. Not paying $1,000 for wallpaper in my house. But I found something for $300 that gave the same look and feel. And it was a solid compromise and $700 less. One other thing, always make sure to get one extra roll. Make sure you got at least one. I like to add 20 or 30%, depending on the pattern, sometimes even more. If you get those strange pattern repeats on that, that can be a huge issue. And there's a lot of things you can do with that. Now, right now, when you're talking about this kind of stuff, and it's something that's coming up here this week that I always take a look at, right? And these are those sales that you see in the summer online. Maybe it's the Amazon days. Maybe it's any of those things. Take a look at what you have out there with those. You know, we had Prime Day this last week, which was cool. There's a lot of those kind of things out there, and there's a lot of companies that try to go around that. So keep an eye out, especially on those online retailers. And of course, take some time and take a peek around and make sure that you're finding, if you got to find something local, find something used, find something previously loved, that can be a great thing for you. So take a peek at that and see what you see out there. It can save you some serious money. Facebook Marketplace is another place. If you like Facebook, and if you're on Facebook, make sure and follow us over at the Around the House show. And of course, Around the House Nation, which is our closed group, which is really fun. That is our group. We're getting ready to vamp that. I've been talking about it for a while, but we really wanted to do this right. And that's something that we're in discussions with. So that's going to get an update coming up here soon that I can't wait to share with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. So think about that a little bit when you're out there looking at textures, all that kind of stuff. I like too, when it comes down to blinds and things like that in a house, automatic ones are great. I like the smart shades by Lutron. They're Casedo ones. Those work great. And they run off of batteries if you could buy the battery ones. So you don't have to run power. So if you've got that high window in an entryway that really gets in the way of the TV or something like that, really easy to be able to hook that up into any smart home system. So something to consider, especially with Lux looking textiles. That's a good one. Now, the next one here is big, and we've done it for a long time, but they're coming back a little bit. Incorporate more statement mirrors. You're seeing more mirrors around fireplaces and living rooms and things like that. Uniquely framed. Those can really add space to a room and can really mess with how the feeling and size is of that space. So take a look at that. Mirrors can be great. Bathrooms, I tell you what, that has always been my biggest issue shooting video in the television shows in bathrooms, because they're usually smaller spaces and they got mirrors in the wrong spot. But it's one of the biggest challenges we have shooting television in homes. Those bathrooms are tough, especially when you want to do a segment in there on how do we fix a toilet or things like that. Those toilets are never in a place that's great to shoot. It's funny how that works. And hey, if you're just joining us on the Talk Media Network out there, if you're listening on the radio, you podcast guys, you obviously know what you're listening to. But all of our fans on the radio out there, if you're tuning into right now, this is the Around the House show, and you can find out more about us at aroundthehouseonline.com. And of course, we've been talking here about top 10 projects you can do around the house to add some luxury or some bougie things to make things a little bit better without that crazy price. And to go back on the list, the first one we had was upgrade your lighting fixtures. Two was adding crown molding or some trim accents. Three was really painting and refreshing, adding some new color, changing out some color with high quality paint, upgrading all that hardware, drawer pulls, door handles, cabinet knobs. One little trick on that too is I like to buy from the same brand. That's why I also use Baldwin there, as they make the cabinet door knobs and of course the cabinetry handles, so it all matches perfectly. Sometimes when you get into brushed finishes and that multi-color finish or the dual color finish might be the best way to go, because you can do them and make a match a little bit easier that way. But we were talking about using Lux looking textiles, things, whether it's wallpaper, whether it's throw pillows, curtains, linens, that kind of stuff, making things look a little more curated. And of course, we're just talking about incorporating those statement mirrors to really make things look amazing. Now, here's one trick that I love to talk about, and this is a fun one. Take notes, take pictures. If you travel on vacation and you end up in the spa, or you just walk into your room and go, this is gorgeous, take some pictures. I tell you what, I have walked into hotels and went, oh my gosh, this is inspiring. Click, take some pictures. Oh my gosh, this is the most comfortable bed I've ever slept in. I'm going to take a picture. Note it down, because so many times I've left that hotel and went, I wish I would have wrote down what that mattress was. It's better than what I got at my house. That's where you can really use that to inspire you, because you now know what it is. You know what it feels like. And the hardest part sometime will be finding something that you're trying to match. Now, hotels can be interesting. Many companies will use more inexpensive stuff because they have to do such massive scale on it. So you might find something at Floor and Decor that's or Home Depot, but really the stuff that you're going to see is bulk and you're just going to have to do some looking. Now, if it's a newer hotel and you could ask around and see who the design firm was on it, you might be able to track it down backwards if you want that exact piece. But usually those pieces, when they're putting them in a couple hundred rooms, they're usually ready available. But if it's more boutique hotel, they could have had a custom made for that. I've seen that happen as well, where they do a special one-off run and it's for that and it's for that only. So ask around, do a little sleuthing, a little detective work. You might be able to find out where that is and what that was, and it could save you some time. But really, the other thing that can really help you get that more luxe feel is dial back the clutter. Holy smokes. And that's something I've been doing even in my garage. I have so many extra things in here. It's like I've got a couple donation trips I'm going to have to go up to the rebuilding center here in my area and drop off because I've just got so much stuff that's just extra from projects, from TV stuff. Once I get my house finished up here in the next month, and I'm going to have some fun getting this knocked out. But really, once we get to that point, I really have to get that. Those extras, I will leave some for homeowners that purchase this home and take it to the next level. But really, when it comes down to it, that's what I'm going to be working on, is decluttering even my own garage and dialing things back off 11, because that'll make a better deal right there when we can get that done. That anytime you can declutter, it freshens things up. It makes it look better, makes it a little bit cleaner, less to dust. And you can really make things look super fresh. Fresh flowers is great too. Stacked books, candles, anything that you can do to make it be intentional design, and of course, relaxing. That can really help you out. Now when we come back, we're going to finish strong on this, plus a few extras. Got a few other little tips that aren't on the list that I can throw at you. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Don't change that dial.
Eric G will be right back with more tips to add some luxury to your home without the luxury price.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com.
Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House Show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. Check them out for your new barbecue at monumentgrills.com. And if you want to find out more about the Around the House Show, you can find us on all the social media channels, including Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, and we're putting stuff up there all the time. I'm over on LinkedIn, and of course, you can find all those links at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Now, we've been talking about all these little projects you can do around your house to give yourself a little bit more of a luxury feel on a budget. Now, one of the big ones here is installing a smart thermostat or lighting system. I love smart home tech, and lighting is such a mood builder. You can set the mood with lighting, and having it where When I design lighting in a room, I design it so it can be overlit, so it's too bright. Then I can use my lighting controls to dim it back. Many times in a kitchen, you don't need it, so you're blinded. But if you drop something small and you need to go find it, you can find it. Or if you're having to clean up, maybe you drop some glass. Okay, I want to see as much light as I can here so I can see what's going on. And this is even more in multi-generational households. We got somebody that's 25 and 65. Those people need two different light sources as far as how light it is, as far as lumens. Person that's 55 is going to need twice as much as the 25-year-old. So that's where we want to have smart lighting controls. And it's so easy. The safety of it is amazing because you can actually set on your phone with many of these. Like I have a good night setting on my smart settings there. I can sit here and get good night, turns off all the lights, turns on the ones that I want. And then it turns off those lights outside when I want them turned off and on. So I can always make sure everything's right. I can make sure that the lights under on the stairs are on. I can make sure that everything's dialed in. Now, that is another trick I'm going to put as a side note here for you. Jump on Amazon, buy one of those LED stair light kits. If you've got hardwood stairs and you've got a way to get underneath there and get some power in there, holy smokes. You want something that looks like luxury, light the bottom of those stairs. And the safety of this, you can have all the lights off and that turns on. It's awesome. I love it. Gives you such a great place to see. You can see exactly what's going on. You learn how that works and it's killer. So something to think about when it comes in with smart lighting. Now, smart thermostat is cool because I've got one at my house here that I'm putting up for sale. It works great. It's the Carrier Infinity system. Great smart thermostat. And it has a great app that works with it. So I can really control it. When you don't have a smart thermostat, you're always running downstairs, upstairs, depending on the house. And it's interesting. Many times you'll see that thermostat get put downstairs. Newer homes, you're starting to see them putting them up upstairs where the bedrooms are so that you have the control of what you need up there, which is really nice. So I like it where it's upstairs by the bedrooms. How did I get that in my house here? The one that I've been remodeling and put the new system in, I put a dual zone system in. That's a bigger project. But you can do that when you're replacing the system in many cases without doing a ton of remodeling. You got to check with your HVAC professional for that. But really having that smart thermostat system makes it more comfortable. You can control humidity a little bit better usually with that because you can set up some alerts. It can turn on the dehumidifier if it gets above. There's a lot of things it'll do. And it can save you some money in the long run. So that's not a bad way to go. A lot of smart thermostats out there. I love when it comes to lighting, and we talked about this earlier, one of the most cost-effective entry-level solutions that works well is the Lutron Caseta system. That is awesome. I love it. Works well. And of course, there's a lot of things out there with the just so many options that you can add with that. So think about those smart lighting options for you when you dive into that. Now, here's the next one. We talked a little bit about it earlier, but really, this is big. Upgrading those window treatments. Do you have those Lowe's Home Depot special mini blinds? Or even worse, do you have those old ones from the 80s or 90s that have turned yellow? Maybe changed a little bit color. They don't look great. Those can look so rough when they're not done correctly. So think about that a little bit. What do you got going on? What's happening? What can you do to upgrade those? Do you have it where in your bedroom where you can't get it where it's super dark in the summertime? Maybe you got to work early. Take a peek at that. That might be your best answer, is to go through and really get that going and get that set up. So, well, you can really have some comfortable sleeping by getting that nice and dark. So think about those. You could do it one room at a time. You don't have to spend a ton of money on it. You can get the smart ones like we were talking about. Those work well. But really thinking about upgrading those and taking some time working with either your online retailer or your local home improvement store or your local paint and decor store that's got them there or your local blind company. Taking a look and really doing window treatments, and they can save you money too if you're getting something that's going to reflect heat or work with extreme cold or heat. These are things that can really work super well. Now, the last one here on this list, oh man, it's a good one. Creating a spa-like bathroom.
if you like to take some time, or all right, guys, all you bathroom campers out there. Yeah, I'm talking to you. The ones that go in, go into the bathroom. 45 minutes later, you come out and you've been through 75 TikTok reels, Instagram, Facebook, all those different things, YouTube. All you guys that like to camp out in the bathroom, this is for you too. This isn't just for the ladies out there that like to take a long bath, or the guys like to take a long bath. This is for everybody. A more spa-like feel in the bathroom can be huge. Now I'm talking add that bidet toilet seat, and maybe you're going, I don't need a bidet, that's gross, I don't like it. Yeah, but you'll like the heated toilet seat, like the Toto is the best out there. There's nobody that makes one better. You can get them at Costco, you can get them online, you can get them inexpensive, a few hundred bucks on up. Yes, you can spend $300, you can spend $30,000. That's how it works. Get what you want. But here's the cool thing with this. The heated seat, the deodorizer. You tired of walking in, following somebody, go, who tore the bathroom up? Yes, charcoal filtration that helps eliminate those embarrassing odors. Those are all things that you can do to really make things more spa-like. The heated toilet seat, all of that is really important. All you need is the outlet behind the toilet there or to plug it in because it does need some power. If you're looking at the $50 or $100 or $200 ones that are the off-brand ones that you see out there, my opinion, they're garbage. You have cold water coming. They don't have heated water, or they have a little tiny tank, and so you use it for a second, and now the water went to cold, which is not the refreshing thing usually you're looking for. And that's the way to go there. But really, getting that spa-like feel in the bathroom is great. Now, you don't have to go in and put the big crazy shower in if you're remodeling. That's one thing. But maybe upgrading the shower head or the wand, upgrading the lighting, making sure that you got a really good bath fan. I'm not big into the air fresheners or the essential oils in there. Now, I will use like a eucalyptus oil or something like that to really help out, depending with a steam shower, but that's a whole other deal. But there are so many mirrors out there with TVs in them. You're seeing more TVs in there. Heck, my shower has a TV in it just because I like to have that. I'm going to miss that when I sell the house, to be honest. That's going to be one of the biggest things I miss out of this house is going to be that. But once you add that in there, I tell you what, that spa-like feel in the bathroom, heated towel rack is a big one. Amba Products makes a great one. I love those guys. You can even get them on Amazon even, but check out Amba. They make a great heated towel rack. You can plug them in and you can wire them in. So either way, and here's the other cool trick with this, and this is something that I really like. Saves you a ton on laundry because when you put that towel up there and hang it, it's so fresh. It's so nice. It's awesome. You can get so many more days out of those towels because they're not sitting there getting musty and moldy on the towel rack. They get warm, they get dry, they get fresh, off they go. Really keeps the smells in the bathroom and it keeps them fresh. So it's something to consider when you're adding that spa-like feel in there. So those are really my tricks and tips for doing that. Yes, lighting is a big part of this. One of the biggest things you can do. Now, if you've got carpets, here's one thing when it comes to carpets in your home. And if you've got lighter carpets, you notice this. But I like to have a professional independent carpet cleaner come out and do the carpets every year or two. Have them put treatment down on it. Make sure that they're putting some anti-stain stuff down. Now, ask questions about it. Some of that stuff can be pretty nasty on the chemical side, so be careful with that. But really, when it comes down to it, having them professionally cleaned, I quit renting those things. They just don't work. They leave more soap there. If you're trying to clean up after a party, it's one thing, but have the professional with the truck come do it. They'll get way more stuff out of there. All right, everybody, that's a wrap of hour number one of the show here. If you're listening on the radio, good chance we've got hour two following up. If not, find us on your favorite podcast player. And if you want to find out more about us, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. We'll see you soon. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.